Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Browns analyst Nathan Zagura joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Nathan, how are we doing today?
Doing well. It's always a little bit better on a victory Monday. So, yeah, doing well. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we're feeling pretty high today, obviously. Not only just a blowout win, but also Shador looking the way that he did. So let's start there. Obviously, you had a few big-time plays. I loved what I saw. Obviously, there's things you can clean up as well, though, Nathan. What was your takeaway with Shador's first career start?
Yeah, I was very pleased. I mean, the fact is he brought a big play excitement to our offense and to our passing game that hasn't been there all year. The three longest pass plays of the 2025 Cleveland Browns season all occurred on just 20 pass attempts from Shador Sanders in the game against the Las Vegas Raiders. And, you know, you think about how the blitz and cover zero blitzes from the Ravens gave him trouble the week before. I thought it was so encouraging to see him get a cover zero blitz, 3rd and 9, I believe it was, from the Raiders in the first quarter. He knows he's going to have an unblocked rusher. He's got to make one guy miss. He gets out of the pocket to the right and then throws a strike to Isaiah Bond, 55 yards in the air, on the run, on the money, to set up Quinshon Judkins' second touchdown. I thought that was just such a great ball there. I thought we saw significant improvement in terms of not drifting back out of the pocket, not turning his back to the defense and taking, you know, these crazy sacks. He only took one sack in the game. So I was really encouraged. Big plays matter. Chunk plays matter. When these offenses under Kevin Stefanski have been at their best, they've been able to get chunk plays. Going back to 2020 with Baker Mayfield, you know, obviously with Joe Flacco, there were portions of time when Deshaun Watson was playing his best football where you had some of those chunk plays, obviously Jameis Winston last year. That's what was missing so far this year. And to see, you know, Shador Sanders bring that back was really, really encouraging. Now, he's got to do a little better with his eyes at times. I think his eyes led to that interception. He's got to let that flat defender get out there, use your eyes, look him out, widen him up so you can hit that stick route. But those are things that will come. That's some of the nuance. But I thought the clear improvement in his pocket presence from week one to week two was massive. And then obviously his ability to hit the big plays. That's what this offense has been missing.
Nathan, Kevin Stefanski normally waits till Wednesday or even later in the week to tell us who the starting quarterback is going to be when he ends up in a situation like this. Didn't do that today. It is going to be Shador against the 49ers. What does Shador have to do to keep himself in that spot the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think, and it was, I love that Kevin Stefanski announced it today. I love that. Said, look, Shador showed us something. We want to see more of it. And really, I'd like to see him continue to get more and more opportunities because his ceiling is such that he has the potential. I mean, there's a lot to clean up and a long way to go, but the potential to make you say, oh, maybe we do have our quarterback here. As I said, long way to go, but he has that kind of upside. That's why everybody who watched the film, you know, of him coming out of the draft had him as either a first-round prospect. Mel Kiper had him, obviously, at the top of the first round. And then those who were, quote-unquote, detractors had him in the middle of the second round. He's got that franchise quarterback type of ability. So I'm excited about. So what does he have to do to keep doing it? I think he has to keep showing improvement, keep showing improvement in the pocket, keep showing improvement in terms of using his eyes and being able to see things in defenses and taking, you know, some of the layups, letting some of the easy schemed up plays be easy and get those yards. Because what we saw is out of structure, he did very, very well in this game. I thought he made a nice throw, obviously, on the swing pass, very much in structure to Dylan Sampson, got some great blocks. That was a big one. But I think that's what it is. Take care of the football. We got to get that completion percentage up. And I think that will come by getting some of those in structure, easier throws. You know, there were a couple plays when you go back and watch tape. There's one where he rolled out left and he was waiting on the big play. And I like it. I like that he reads top down. But he had Jerry Jeudy on kind of a deep comeback right there. And if his feet were kind of ready for the possibility that it could go from one to two, I think he hits that play. And it's an easy kind of 15-yard completion and a nice gain for the Browns offense. So those are kind of the things where you want to see some of that progress. But honestly, he keeps making big plays on offense. He takes care of the football, and his pocket presence continues to improve. There's something kind of infectious about his energy, and I would imagine that with his upside, he'll continue to get more chances.
You mentioned Jerry Jeudy. Nathan, we played the clip earlier in the show of you on the call yesterday describing what happened as Jerry Jeudy had the fumble. I was almost encouraged because it was a really nice play, not only by Shador, but also by Jerry, and just making the catch to begin with. And so, like, for me, like, that part can translate. How much do you see it now if we move forward with this, the idea that then he'll obviously take a different approach? So I just don't look at it as like the biggest deal in the world.
Well, fortunately, it's one of those things that happen in a win, so it's not ultimately the biggest deal in the world. But you want to have a little bit more ball security awareness right there. And I think on the broadcast, I kind of liken it to in a basketball game where you got to let somebody know. And you had some players behind him, and maybe they were trying to verbally communicate that somebody was coming from behind. And Jerry Jeudy's played in the league a long time. He knows that somebody's going to be running him down from behind. So he's got to do a better job with that ball security. But I think what one of the things that's going to be good for Jerry Jeudy coming out of this game is, hey, the ball can come to you at any time. And I think we've seen as this season's gone on, you know, some of the receivers maybe not thinking on their go routes, the ball is going to come to me. And we saw that with Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman both in this game, and Shador's not afraid to throw it out there. So I think it's going to be kind of invigorating to the wide receivers and Jerry Jeudy to know, look, if you run your route hard, you get open, the ball is going to come to you. And sometimes even in a one-on-one situation, the ball is going to come to you even if you don't think you are open, to give you a shot to make a play. And that's kind of what Jameis did when he was with the Cleveland Browns, you know, Flacco when he had it going back in 2023. That's the kind of things they did, and it becomes infectious. So I'm hoping that there is some pickup for that, because Jerry Jeudy still can create separation. He can still get open. And you know, you want to see him be able, when he gets that 39-yard catch and run, you know, convert that so that's just a purely positive play. That would have been his biggest play of the season. That was a good play for the Browns, for Jerry Jeudy. You want to see them build on that.
Yeah, what you're describing, Nathan, I love, because it's we saw that with the Cedric Tillman play where he just kind of gave up on the play and didn't realize the ball was even going to come to him. Once they start realizing Shador can go to anybody at any time, maybe some of that goes away.
Yep. Absolutely. And that's one of the things, too, that it also stresses a defense. The defenses are going to take note. You can go watch some of our tape, and there were games where the defense was, go back to Pittsburgh, they were convinced the ball was not going to go over their heads. They weren't even worried that it was going to be thrown on some of those routes. Now, part of that was because Dylan Gabriel got hit 17 times. That game didn't have a lot of time, but that hasn't been something that we've put on tape that we're willing to throw it out there. And I think one of the biggest beneficiaries of Shador Sanders being the quarterback for the Browns is Isaiah Bond. I like Isaiah Bond. I've liked him the whole time. And if you go back and watch, there are probably five or six plays where he was behind the defense like he was in this one, where the ball just now there either didn't get to him fully or the ball is not even thrown. So, yeah, I think this is a good – and that keeps the guys engaged. That gets them excited to know that, okay, no matter what it is, even if I'm running what they call, you know, kind of just a clear-out route, if I win, I can get the football. And so I think that's a very good thing, and that's one thing Shador brings, certainly.
Nathan, one thing that really struck me as I was watching the game is the Browns sideline during the game. Every time they would cut to the sideline, the energy that I would see there, and then this isn't against anyone who has played earlier in the season, but like it felt different. The energy felt different. And, you know, as you know, Shador has that very energetic personality. He's a high energy type of player. How much can that bleed into the rest of the team and maybe help these guys with six games to play and what has been a disappointing season in a very positive fashion going down the stretch?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Catch here.
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. And it's not a comment on anybody else. It's just a comment on Shador and the energy he brings. But I talked to a bunch of the players today. And, yeah, they said it felt different. There was some juice. And I think you go back to that throw to Isaiah Bond. The throw to Isaiah Bond, I think, was, if this all goes well, and, you know, let's say Shador keeps playing well and we keep playing well as a team, that throw was very pivotal, because we've all seen the video of Miles on the sideline.
Yep.
Miles Garrett, who right now is on a generational run and really is the best player in the NFL, period, like full stop. When you get his eyes bugging out of his head, that gets people going. That's saying, wait a second, we haven't seen this in a while. Man, if we can have this along with what we're doing defensively, now we've got something. So there is a belief that all of a sudden we can go down the field quickly. We can hit big plays. We can score. You know, we had a 52-yard pass, a 39-yard pass, a 66-yard catch-and-run pass in this game. I think that that's huge. So, yeah, there is a different energy, and I think that it gives the defense a little confidence. Now, the irony is you can go on the negative side and say there was basically two quarters of this game where we didn't get a first down. Yeah. And that's where kind of getting some of those layups to be layups and being able to get those good drive starters and being able to, you know, pick up a few first downs, that's important. But that, I think, comes with more reps and more experience. I think that's something that he will get better, because his natural tendency is to be a playmaker, and we saw that. But I think it does give energy to everybody out there. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I end up not getting off the air with you guys not mentioned this defense. 10 sacks, 10 sacks, Miles Garrett, 13 sacks, 16 tackles for loss in his last four games. That's a first team all-pro season for a defensive end, and he's done it in four games. It's just what he's doing right now, incredible. And you got to give credit to Malik Collins and Mason Graham, Mike Hall, Shelby Harris, collapsing the pocket in the middle. The quarterbacks have nowhere to go. And so Isaiah McGuire and obviously Miles and Jim Schwartz moving Miles around, dialing up blitzes, getting, you know, Devin Bush to the quarterback, getting, you know, Grant Delpit to the quarterback, and some of those where maybe they don't get the sack, but they hit the quarterback, he moves, and he ends up running right into the waiting arms. But it is fun to watch what this defense is doing right now, really at all three levels. You have guys playing at a very, very high level. But this defensive line, and I talked to some of those guys today as well, you know, they haven't gotten to play with a lead like that where the opponent had to throw the ball. They knew the opponent was throwing the ball first down, second down, third down. That's what makes kind of what Miles has done, you know, throughout his career, even all the more impressive. But if we can get this defense some leads, I mean, teams are not going to have a chance against this defense.
Oh, they were excellent, and so are you today, Nathan. We appreciate the insight as always, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, enjoy it. Fun times today.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much. Nathan Zgarro right there on the Fan Hotline, getting everyone excited, getting everyone juiced up. In fact, he got so excited there, I kept waiting to ask him about Judkins.
We didn't even have to ask him about the
direct snap, all these type of things. But that's what I wanted. That's what I was looking for all day long. That's why we opened the show with the celebration. We were popping all sorts of different things off here. So, like, that's what I'm talking about right there. It's a Browns win, a dominating Browns win, and Shador looked good in the process. process, you can't ask for much more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.